to Minute Impossible. It's Friday. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Liz.
Are you the... Now, what voice was that? Is that the voice of the woman calling on the phone? Who's this
it.
Now?
Don't worry about it.
All right. Okay. You don't need to explain it. It's like the lip reading. Doesn't need to be explained. Don't need it.
No.
This is our final minute with you guys this week. This is minute 9. And minute 9 begins with some ice getting chucked out the door and ends with, Billy Crudup.
Ooh, Crudup.
We'll be back Monday and Wednesday, so it's okay.
What? No, you won't.
Just going to make a habit.
Wait, what?
We always start on Friday and come back Monday and Wednesday yet. So we're like in this eternal loop.
This is the good credits, guys. This is all the good credits, like the writers of Roberto Orci.
And quotation marks, writers.
Yes, right. Like my dog, like your Annie. Dog.
Roberto.
These guys wrote some of our favorite movies.
Yeah?
Let's
really?
Be honest.
I really like Star Trek 2009.
I really like that movie, too. So that's why I'm always like, how come everything else they wrote is garbage?
I'm chunking that up to Damon Lindelof, though. That's what I did last time.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I said last time.
I don't think this movie's garbage.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. This movie rocks. Wait, which... We already covered this.
I mean, of course it rocks. Yes, yes, it rocks. But it's also not great.
Mm. I find the dialogue in this movie much more enjoyable than the first two movies.
It's not the dialogue. It's the characterizations and who they created. They created a forgettable team. That's my problem.
Yeah, mine too.
I remembered Carrie Russell.
You almost did not remember Carrie Russell.
And I remembered Bend It Like Beckham, Bro.
Yep, Bend It Like Beckham, Bro.
And Maggie Q. Well,
what were their names, though, as team members?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are their names? What?
All I Do Is Copy and Lindsay.
O'Reilly and Sexy Pants.
That is not their names.
No, Lindsay's right.
Well, Lindsay is Carrie Russell.
Ferris is hers.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
But she's not literally, she's not a member of the team per se.
Yeah. If anything, she's the crappiest part of the team because she got caught. She's not part of this team. They're sending the team in to pick her up. She's not on this team.
They did introduce us to Benji.
They did. Okay. See, that's why this diamond in the rough thing, sometimes they just hit something. You're like, yeah, Benji's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they introduced us to Luther Lickle. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, they brought us the dog.
Luther Lickle.
I mean, and Michelle Monaghan isn't a bad love interest.
They didn't invent her character. She's just likable as an actress. She pulled this out of her ass. There was nothing for her to do in this movie.
But at least,
hence why they got rid of her in the next one.
She does some stuff at the end.
She does. And I like her at the end, but...
Did she get walked into a fair at the end?
Yes.
Exactly.
Come to the fair.
Hey,
it's okay.
You want to go to a fair by the river
or
by the
Ico,
ocean?
Ico?
Let's walk away. No, she does not get walked out to a fair. She does get walked into a Chinese, a Taiwanese town or whatever, like some sort of nondescript town.
They're in Shanghai, aren't they?
Some sort of shanty town. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the name. I can't remember the actual province. We get to it.
But they're in Shanghai.
Okay. Are they in Shanghai proper? Or are they outside of Shanghai?
Don't they say that like several times?
They do, but I think it was shot not in Shanghai. I think it's shot in a province.
Wait, did Liz see this whole movie?
Well, Liz, first of all, you're freaking me out with your follow-up questions.
I watched this movie on break at work last night.
That is so cool.
That's how long my break was. I have an essential job, everyone.
Yeah.
This minute begins with him throwing the ice. It's such a fun shot. It's just like, we're out of ice. And then he shows him throwing the ice in the field. And then, like, all right. And, of course, he's like, come on, Luther Lickle, let's go.
Yep.
Who's a good boy?
He is such a good
boy. I mean,
boy.
I take my dog on errands with me, so game recognized game.
Yep.
But first he does the whole, like, she's like, oh, can't somebody else do it? And he's like, I got it, baby. And, you know, and of course, you know, there's another one of her lady friends there to be like, ah.
But okay, so but how did he get his car out of the driveway if they're at a party?
Oh no.
Oh no. Did he have to borrow that hearse that he drives up to the 7-Eleven in? Because that's what it feels like.
That Volvo station wagon?
That thing is boxy as hell.
That's his backup car. He's got it in an undisclosed location.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, does this make 7-Eleven's family? Are we going to have to... Is 7-Eleven now part of our 7-Eleven rocks?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Get that Slurpee.
Get that Slurpee.
We're just getting them back here in Texas, in Houston.
I can't wait to make you a Slurpee.
You can have any drink as you want, as long as it's a Slurpee.
You can get, I heard what you said. You can get any drink as you want.
I tried.
You can get any drink as you want, as long as it's a Slurpee.
Listen, I don't have the delivery skills of Vin Diesel.
You don't know how many takes he had.
That's true. Can I have another take, by the way? Can you edit this?
No.
Fix it in post.
No, that's what makes this defines this show is the raw. It's the raw mistakes that we make when speaking. Yeah, he goes to 7-Eleven. This is obviously code for Mexico. Mexico equals 7-Eleven.
He makes sense.
He's here.
I'm glad they didn't have a counter phrase be crap that we had to listen to. Like,
oh, maybe they did, but we didn't.
I like Chinese food, but only when it's lukewarm. Oh yeah, I've heard that, you know, dogs like to pee standing up. You know, it's always some sort of
and Lucy's like in the back of
like two things that never
the cashier's like know. Those are totally spies talking to each other. Like, who else would talk like that?
This is the spy 7-Eleven. All right, well, it doesn't help that Tom Cruise walks up to him and smells Billy Crudup as he walks by him. That's not that's not playing it cool, Ethan.
No. You're hoping for a hug groan?
There's
the
a clerk's
going to come up and give him the key. I'm going on my break. You guys go ahead and go to the bathroom.
Yeah. The second Billy Crudup falls into my eyesight, there is a groan from me.
Aw, poor Billy
Crudup. I am not a Billy Crudup fan.
Is it because of his big blue penis?
It's because of his giant blue dong.
That's not really his, man.
I feel threatened as an
actor.
That
was CGI'd.
What?
He was like Dirk Diggler, you know?
You're more of a muscle chowder fan, not a Manhattan chowder.
That's right. I like. Look, if I wanted to order Manhattan chowder, I would have ordered Manhattan chowder. He shows up. We don't know who he is yet, but we kind of.
But he's not standing anywhere near the Slurpees. So that would be step one in deciding what Slurpee flavor you want, bro. Yeah, go to the Slurpee machine.
He's like, I went and checked it out, and I just had to walk away and think about it.
It was so overwhelming, I had to go to the chip aisle.
They had to wait because it's still cycling and the little red light's still on.
You said, all I wanted was the Coke Slurpee, and they don't have it right now. All they have is that horrible blue Arctic Blast. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crap that no one could drink.
Strangely, they're out of ice here. I don't get it.
I don't get it. My joke fell out of my brain. Hold on.
Well, if it's in the time of Corona, then they're definitely not going to have any ice.
Nope, no ice.
Oh, are stores out of ice?
They are here in Texas.
What? Yeah. Are people hoarding ice? You can make it, idiots.
Yeah, I know.
From hot.
It's hot there.
It's not that hot right now.
Okay, are we able to talk spoilers? Or?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I've tried to be vague and oblique about them.
Okay, well, I'll be as vague as I want, but I did want to ask, like, you know, in Mission Impossible 2, Sean Ambrose is like set up as, you know, Ethan Hunt's like dark
his Wario.
Yes. Exactly.
Could not put it any better than that.
Wario.
Well done, Mario.
Are they trying to do the same thing here with John Musgrave? I mean, he's also kind of, you know, brunette, you know, slim built, you know, looking, you know.
Get Tom Cruise's leftovers like when he doesn't
he's
want
got a rockin' crank.
He's got a rockin' crank.
I feel like he's like good at politics, Ethan.
Yeah, he's the guy who's good at the system.
Mm-hmm. He knows how to play the game.
Okay.
So he's less Wario, more Waluigi? Is that what you're thinking? Like a slimmer?
Yeah, he's not like Adventure Ethan and like Rock Hard Ethan, like we've been talking about. He's
well,
like,
part of him is.
Again, CGI, dude. He's fixated with that, that blue dong.
Yeah.
They put it in my face a lot in that movie. So I went and looked this up because I was like, okay, Billy Crudup, I hate him. What do I like of him? Like, other than his blue dong. I'm like, what do I enjoy? And I went through his entire IMDb. Either I don't know the movie, I know the movie and I hate it, or I've never seen it, so I don't have an opinion. But I found something that I'm going to share at the IMF when this comes out. It is The Ballad of G.I. Joe. If you've never watched it, it is a Funny or Die, where two guys who look like they look like the Zartan's guys.
Tomax and Zamot?
No. They're in that. They're in this.
Oh, but, you mean like Ripper and
Ripper and Buzzsaw. Yeah, whatever their name is. They sing a ballad about why the G.I. Joes, what they do at night and what the Cobras do at night. And Billy Crudup is in it as Zartan, and he's dressed like Zartan, and he's singing, and he can sing obviously because he's in that awful movie. And he sings about do people really like Zartan for Zartan? And it was the most delightful thing I've ever seen him in. I will put it up on the group, and we'll all.
You're saying he can sing because he's in that awful movie? What awful movie are you talking about?
Almost Famous.
You don't like Almost Famous?
He didn't sing in that though.
I don't like Almost. Yeah, he does.
See, that's one of the ones I like him in.
He's in a band.
Yeah, but he only plays the guitar. He doesn't sing.
Yeah.
Wait. So his dong isn't real and he doesn't sing in that movie?
He plays guitar.
Yep.
He does sing. They sing when they're on the plane or in the car.
He's not listed in the soundtrack. He does not have a credit on the soundtrack for that movie.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just happened to be scrolling by that section of IMDb at the right time.
Yeah, you don't like Almost Famous? What's wrong with you?
I don't like Almost Famous.
That's like one of his most charming roles. I've only seen 3 minutes of it.
It's my most famous thing that I don't like Almost Famous.
Interesting.
And Eric Nash keeps trying to get me on.
The first movie I saw him in was Inventing the Abbotts because I was I was obsessed with Liv Tyler when I was in high school or whatever.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with Liv Tyler, star of Armageddon. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to not love Liv Tyler. Star of the first few Lord of the Rings movies where they're obviously in the mountains with their snow in New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
No, that's Middle Earth, guys. That's where they filmed it.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, okay. Our bad. Yeah.
Well, we're now in sub-Earth. We're in 7-Eleven.
New Zealand.
I can't tell if we're in the seed aisle. Or the Baby Ruth aisle? Are we in the candy aisle?
I think they're in the candy aisle. Yeah.
Crudup only travels.
Chip aisle. We as the camera are in the chip aisle.
Yeah.
They're in the candy aisle.
I see Baby Ruth.
I bet you did. That's CGI'd in case you're wondering.
Hey,
they CGI'd that Baby Ruth in.
Did you notice on the magazine rack? There's two magazines I was confused by. The one was called Scratch, and one was called Slap.
I love fake movie magazines. Yeah. Well, you're a magazine guy. You work for a magazine.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You work for Scratch. Or was it Slap?
They kind of split. It used to be Scratch and Slap. Not going to tell you what the subject matter is. It's just, I know there's lots of kids listening.
I know. Once Time Warner broke up, there's so many of those things that had to happen. Yeah. I love fake. It's like, it's almost as fun as the fake names of chips. Although there are Lay's chips. I see Lay's. Yeah. I see Baby Ruth. I see Ritz. I see Oreo. So, you know, a lot of product placement. I'm trying to think. We've talked about this, I think, in earlier minutes. Is there product placement in these movies? Kind of like the other show I do, Fast and Furious. There's product placement everywhere. I don't remember
there being.
At some
point, we see the Kodak camera very clearly. Kodak.
Oh, that's like a camera. Like I don't mean like the watches or cameras or things that like spy movies always seem to gravitate toward, like cars. Like you might see a new car and be like, oh, look at that nice new Jaguar.
Well, this 7-Eleven establishing shot is pretty establishing that it's a 7-Eleven.
It really, well, they had if we don't do that, that hugely funny payoff of the 7-Eleven Slurpee joke doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I wish that when they'd gone to him, they'd just done a real close-up of Billy Crudup's lips and him saying, I don't know what size Slurpee to get.
Good close-up of Tom
Cruise. Don't they do that later in the movie, though? Spoiler alert, they do that later in the movie.
Oh, well, they do that later in the movie. But
he's tied to a bed. When Tom's tied to a bed.
J.J. Abrams' feet are lips. We know this.
Mouth shots.
That's actually what he's saying later in the movie. He's saying,
"That's the magazine you work for, mouth shots."
Mouth shots and feet lips.
I've been trying to plug it this entire time. But yeah, pick up mouth shots.
They got it. Came up organically, finally. Yeah.
I've been saying it over and over. Finally.
But yeah, I only like him in a Funny or Die short, so sorry. I have to say, though, in this movie, I don't mind him. At the beginning of the movie, I was like, he's the bad guy. I mean, let's be honest. I knew he was the bad guy.
When Billy Crudup shows up, you always know he's the bad guy.
This movie was sold on how threatening Philip Seymour Hoffman is, the big threatening speech that he has. That got me so excited for this movie. And I was not even thinking about Billy Crudup. I was just like, okay, so this is the Swan Beck of this movie. And, you know.
He wasn't a big enough name for me to go, oh, he's the Swan Beck. Because Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne was to me, I thought.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the problem with the beginning of the way this movie's set up is there's too many tiers. In between, I'd have been okay with Billy Crudup being if three of the roles had been combined of, we do need a, I'm losing my damn mind. Hold on a second.
A big bad?
Well, let me just get this joke out. That's why Ethan quit the IMF. There were too many tears. Okay, there you go. Back to you.
I don't get it. What's the joke? What's the joke?
What's the joke, man?
Tears come out of your eyes.
Okay.
He was sad and he left. I don't know.
Look, you go back to your magazine mouth garbage or whatever it is.
Mouth shots. We're giving away free subscriptions during this trying time.
Mouthshots.com/Robin.
Yes. Just go right to me.
Lawrence Fishburne and Billy Crudup could have been the same character in this movie, and I would have been fine with it. And if it was either or, you know me, so I'm going to be more about, I'd rather Lawrence Fishburne just be in the movie, because I think he's adorable. Oh,
I love his character in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. So I'd have been okay with a sassy commanding officer and not need the Billy Crudup character. I don't really know what he facilitates in this. We may find out as we go along, what people think he facilitates in this movie. He doesn't move the plot along, really.
Lawrence Fishburne feels like Cobra Bubbles to me in this movie.
Is that a Lilo and Stitch reference?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Three people are super ecstatic that you said that right now.
Lilo and Stitch rocks.
Lilo and Stitch
rocks hard.
Does rock hard.
Lana,
I can't wait to make you. Can't wait to make you family. It's the first time we ever learned about family.
See?
And Hawaii.
I think at one point in the making of this movie, Val Kilmer was actually supposed to be either the Lawrence Fishburne part or the Billy Crudup part.
Oh, really?
And I would have been fine with him, either one.
I think that's too on the nose to have him and Tom Cruise in the same movie like that.
Also him and Michelle Monaghan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm always going to be like, hell yeah, put Val Kilmer in anything. I'll watch it.
Did you see Silent Bob reboot?
I did.
Yes, I did.
I just think that I think that Billy Crudup should be better in this, and he's not.
Well, Billy Crudup's kind of got a slimy thing to him, mm-hmm. which doesn't help. And so
I thought that was CG. He's definitely in the nuts aisle. Wait, were those CG too? The whole thing? The whole package?
Wait, when he says he can't decide what size Slurpee he wants, is that... Never mind.
Right, is he leaning toward blue? The big blue Slurpee.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, why don't you want to talk about his junk anymore? Talk about Billy Crudup's junk.
It's like that, what was it, the Tiger King guy saying, you know, when you watch the porn, which one do you like? The big one is the small ones. You see that?
I haven't gotten to that episode yet.
Well, this is like that conversation he has there.
Spoilers for Tiger King. I'm only three episodes in.
Oh, okay.
She definitely did not kill her husband. Anyway, they are talking about Slurpee sizes, and then he says, "You know what? I really wish you'd stop training." This is where we get that whole. We learn that he actually is. We now know he is. An IMF trainer now. and he really wishes he was back in the field.
Right. And yeah, again, like I just, was it just, you know, love at first helicopter ride that caused him to say, you know what, I'm done with the adventure in action. I'm ready to just be a teacher. I want to settle down. Or was it, you know, some sort of pain after Mission Impossible 2, you know?
Or was it the combo of these MFers keep trying to disavow me?
They're IMFers, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm. These IMFers keep trying to disavow me.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's this pretty lady who likes adventures. Mm-hmm. I could just have adventures with her instead of them.
And she has a kick-ass dog that rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you met her dog?
Her name just happens to be Luther Lickle. It's Faith. It was Fate.
Yep, it was Fate.
I mean, come on.
An annoying chihuahua named Billy, well, we'd keep him outside.
I truly think that he stopped working for the IMF because of Billy. I think it was because Billy told him, oh, I'm going to drive you home. But Billy, I live in America.
No, and he was like, no, helicopter. No. We're going to take the whole way. It'll take you 7 days.
Yeah, no, actually, Billy, it's okay. How would you drop me in New Zealand?
No, I'm going to die there. New Zealand. It's too hot.
I know.
Mountains. No snow.
No, it's fine. You know what? It's fine. I'm going to practice some survival skills. If I die, move on.
Maybe Billy is the one who introduced him to Julia because they were padding, whatever they were doing.
Hella
they were
boarding?
Hella jumping. Maybe he was the one that drove them there.
I know this guy. You're going to love him.
You can find a connection. Australia to New Zealand. Helicopter, mm-hmm. Lake Wanaka. It's all there.
Helicopter, Bahelophon. Yes, it's all connected.
Well done, Hugh.
You did it, guys.
Well done, Hugh.
Shut it down.
Yeah, I'm shutting it down. All right.
Bring on the fan fiction.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. Is your big gulp tingling?
Is it? Maybe.
It is, because you're about to go into Fan Fiction Friday. Here we go.
It's you by Mouth Shots.
And 7-Eleven.
You can't fight the friction.
All right, when last we left off, there was this weird scene in between where Luther was talking to a woman. We have no idea her name. We think her name's Wisely. Don't really know what's going on. But we have now switched back to another scene, and Swanbeck is here, and they're at the IMF headquarters. Okay. These are not different chapters, guys. These are literally part of the same chapter, but they have spaces in between them, so we assume we're supposed to infer these are scenes in a movie. After debriefing one last time with Swanbeck at IMF headquarters, Ethan found himself on yet another plane. This one headed for Italy. This doesn't age well right now. Ethan beamed as he leaned back in his seat. His smile faded briefly when he thought of Sean Ambrose's comment about grinning like an idiot. Returned a minute later. The bastard was dead. Who cared what he said? I love he's having an inner monologue. Remember when Sean Ambrose said your smile was stupid? Well, screw him. He's dead. And you're not.
And that question is not in the form of a question. It's a period. Who cared what he said?
Not me.
Oh, you're Ethan now.
I was Ethan last time, too.
Okay. He whispered, closing his eyes and taking a sip of his refreshingly cold beverage. Ooh. This is a refreshingly cold beverage.
Yeah. It's a crossover with our minute.
Yep. His latest mission. I'm not doing this. I have marked out all this stuff. It all connects.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I don't read any of these things before we read them. There's absolutely no reason to read them. His latest mission was over. He'd barely gotten scratched and he was going home. What more could he possibly ask for of life? Now there's a question mark at the end of that.
Mm-hmm. Now is his home Italy? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, within hours he'd be in Rome.
He's in Rome. There's a little villa with stone walls and a curved stairs. Yes, I know what a house is. Yeah. Waiting for him, and a door and a knob. A woman, both beautiful and cunning, waiting for him.
Whoa.
Ethan pulled into the garage, wondering for the millionth time why he hadn't insisted on more security. Sean Ambrose said I should get more security, but he doesn't matter anymore because he's dead.
Because he had a paper dojo.
Or or any security for that matter. An entry code at the gate and a burglar alarm hardly amounted to much. That's
oh, man,
the
he's
thing.
So hard on himself.
He really is. He imagined his enemies would laugh if they knew how lax he was being. As he grabbed his black bag and unplugged his cell phone Excuse from the me? Charger. As he grabbed his black bag
so many questions.
And unplugged his cell phone from the charger. This is the detail we need, guys. This is the Chekhov's cell phone, I have a feeling. He decided he really would have to make some adjustments. A sensor grid. A weapons locker. Maybe a few proximity mines. Suddenly, all thoughts of the safety precautions slipped blissfully out of his head. She was standing in front of him, rubbing sleep out of her eyes. Her hair was ruffled. Her flannel pajamas wrinkled. You know, in Rome, in Italy. Hey, you're wearing your flannel. It's like 100 degrees. Her flannel pajamas wrinkled.
Wait, aren't there snowy mountains in Italy?
No. But damn, she was beautiful.
Wait, oh.
I guess you're Ethan. Oh. And someone else is going to be the lady this time.
I can be the lady.
Okay, perfect.
I'm a good lady.
You are a good
Hi,
lady.
Did I wake you?
He asked, dropping his bag and coming forward to wrap his arms around her. She nodded slowly with a happy grin.
The garage door is very loud.
Her tone was almost childish, but when she laughed, there was a throaty quality to it. They were like, ha, ha, ha. That only a mature woman could possess.
But I don't care. I missed you.
He kissed her softly on the... Grandma? I love you, Grandma. He kissed her softly on the lips. I missed... Oh, sorry.
I missed you, too.
He twirled her around so that they were side by side. Picking up his suitcase, it was a black bag before, but now it's a suitcase, and strolled with her through the doorway. A large bay window gave a spectacular view of the dark sky, providing the couple with a natural backdrop of stars. That's what space is, guys. It's a natural backdrop of stars.
So I'm curious, how exactly did you survive without me?
I love this, Ethan. I think I really like this, Ethan. Posh Ethan is interesting.
Yeah.
A sly smile crept over her face.
Oh, I did this and that.
She didn't think it would be wise to tell him exactly what this and that entailed.
Mostly, I just lay in bed, waiting for you to come home.
Well, shit, I guess she just told him anyway. That's me. That's me editorializing. She just said she would be wise to not tell her exactly what he was doing.
I binged Terrace House.
I pinched Cherith House and ate an entire jar of pudding. What do you want? I'm a mess.
Oh, really?
He placed the suitcase on the kitchen counter, not releasing his hold on her waist.
Well, now I feel bad. After all those sleepless nights you must have spent wishing I were here, I come home and wake you up. That doesn't seem fair. We can go back to bed and sleep if you want.
Bed, yes. Sleep, no.
Jabba no Wonka. All right, well, that's where we're going to end this. Because that was so hot. That's where we are so far. We're still in Mission Impossible 3? Question mark.
But if you read the very next line, it's just,
we might have to, you want to come back and do the next one?
Just to do, you can just cut this out and put it in, lay the track under the narration.
Okay. Well, that's been Fan Fiction Friday, everybody. Let's do a really quick tap of the app. We're going to have to figure out some way of dancing around Tech of the App and Fan Fiction Friday, because they take up so much time, and I love them both. Chris, what do we do?
Kill one of them.
No. I love them both.
I'll do it.
Oh, no.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Forget the past. Kill it if you have to.
Exactly.
All right. We're going in. Here we go.
We can let Luther Lickle decide.
Oh, that's a good idea. Luther, who's a good boy? Do you like Tech of the App? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right. Who did go first? Robin.
Oh.
Give it to us.
Let's see. Well, if it's the fanfic, it's the cell phone charger that Ethan made sure to unplug from his phone when he got out of his
car. You know
what?
We're gonna have to add this in. We're gonna have to add in tech that is in the fanfiction on Friday. So you get a way out.
Yeah, and I don't know, Slurpee machine that's out of ice.
Hey, we don't see the Slurpee machine. It's an inference. It's okay. There are no wrong answers in Tech of the App.
Okay.
Chris, what about you?
I'm going with Luther Lickle driving the car.
Oh, yeah. We don't know that Ethan drove it there.
No, because Luther Lickle's in the front seat waiting for him, right in the driver's seat.
So, I wish during this conversation we'd just hear a honk, honk. And it's just the dog like, seriously? Can we go
here? He's like, dog bones. Right? Tell you what you're doing.
He's like looking at. He's like, dude, don't forget the taste. The what? Are
don't
those?
Forget the pup cup.
Pup cup.
Give me that pup cup.
Are those ice cream things?
It's usually, well, it depends where you go. Starbucks gives you a cup of whipped cream. Dairy Queen will give you vanilla ice cream.
Don't they have those though at like 7-Eleven? Like they're frozen, like I dog don't... treats that are not. They're not dairy. They're like something else that just they can just kind of lick.
Frosty Paws, maybe.
Yeah. Oh man, Frosty Paws. I used to give my dog Frosty Paws back when I had a dog. Good times. My dog Othello. I say with quote marks around it. Liz.
The one cooler or the two coolers that are only single face stocked in the 7-Eleven. In the shot where they're in profile, where you can see both of them in profile.
Mm, yep.
There's only the front item is stocked in each thing, but all the other, if you're like the other shots of coolers are fully stocked.
Nice. So these were stocked on purpose for the shot, only up at the front. There's no... mm-hmm. I like that. Well, mine has got to be Mouth Blast or whatever the name of that magazine that Robin works for.
Mouth Shots.
Getting real loosey goosey
mouth
with
shot.
The.
You're looking look, mouth the movie, though. It's scratchy.
Look, Mouth
and
Blast
stop.
Was close to Mouth Shot.
getting real loose on the tech. What is technology?
Yeah, paper, a magazine, that's technology. Someone had to make that. Right? Right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Printing presses. Right. Well, digital creation.
Those are my techs of the apps. There are no techs of the weeks. Maybe that's the change. We won't do tech of the week anymore.
Oh, come on, Nubbin.
All right, Nubbin. Fine. It wins. Nubbin and the dog.
Yay. Nubbin and the dog coming to CBS.
Coming to Mouth Blast.
No, it's NCIS Nubbin and Dog.
I would watch NCI Mouth Blast, wouldn't you?
No.
No.
Nothing check out one the, episode. I mean,
nothing with
a
Mouth
chance.
Blast in it. No.
Well it stars Betty White, so I mean, you'd have to.
This is not what I thought it was going to be. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on this week.
Thanks.
Do a quick plug, and we'll jump out of here and go to 7-Eleven and get ourselves a giant Slurpee. Liz.
Someday in the future, you will be able to hear me on Way to Dune Minute.
Where you'll talk about the movie Dune, which you have not seen yet, correct?
Correct. The shtick is that I will watch each minute immediately before we record it.
That is shtick.
That is shtick.
Mm-hmm. Well, my Way to Dune Minute is the Karate Kid Minute at this moment. I'll be discussing Karate Kid and the franchise that follows, except for the abomination that is the Jaden Smith movie that also is called Karate Kid for some reason. I'm not a fan of movies doing that, just calling it by the same name as the movie it is remaking or inspired by. So just gonna be ignoring that completely.
I was real worried you were going to call the Hillary Swank one an abomination.
Oh, no.
I was going to have to come through the internet.
There are
you.
Monks bowling in that. I am all about it.
I'm actually okay with that, yeah. Karate Kid. It's better than I think better than the second one sometimes.
No.
Some of the stuff in
the
second one, it completely misses on
the
things.
The first and second movie, I love the most.
I love them too because I saw the second one probably more than I saw the first.
The second one is The Empire Strikes Back of the
end. I have
only seen the Hillary Swank one. So,
what? Well, I'm just going to have
is
you sign up for
surprised?
At least the first three.
No, I'm not surprised at all.
Is anyone surprised?
The dog's surprised. That's it. But he's out in the car. Hey, guys, we got to go. The dog is honking.
He's honking.
Meet merp.
Meat merp. All right. Well, until next week, Chris, it's been a pleasure. I've been Jonathan.
As usual. I've been Chris.
I've been Robin.
I've been Liz. This minute will self-destruct.
What was that voice? Who's that?
I don't know.
Is that another person?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Southern.
There's a lot of people living in there. Come on, man.
So many characters. See you next time on the show.